What? Dollar base. That's the Mishnah, right? Host is across the path to Elon. Kilo also was talking about somebody make a sukkah under a tree, so as if he made it inside his house. Sukkah got be sukkah. If you have a sukkah on top of sukkah, sukkah yonik shera, the top uppermost sukkah is kosher, but tachtoin absula, the bottom sukkah is posel. If you don't mare, not necessarily. You may dirim bel yonah. If the top one is not livable, then I just gave away something which I shouldn't have. Just the top one doesn't have urine in it. Okay, top one doesn't have urine in it. Hatachtoin kosher, the bottom one is kosher. Now says the Gemara, shnei schachim zeh gab zeh gabi zeh. You have two schachim on one top of the other. Hayon chamosim u'mitilasa. The top one is chamosim u'mitilasa, and the tachton also. Take out the word ain. Chamosim u'mitilasa. Ayidezev tilasim u'chamosim. So each one is less than 50%. Together they make up tilasim u'chamosim. So kamba yebenei mitstarfu. How much gap can there be between the two of them? They'll still join together. The Bavli never asked this question. What? It's actually quite a good question, yes, but the Bavli never asked it nonetheless. So train Amroy, it's machlokis. Chadamar Sar, there could be up to 10 tvachim between the two. V'chor Amar Arba, the other one says only up to 4 tvachim. 4 tvachim is of course a sheer makom by all halachas of mechitzas, right? So Gemara is going to discuss. Macy Mandamar, Sar Mandamar Arba, if it's Mishum Oel, if you don't allow anything which is already a sheer makom to be distant, such as a sheer Oel, so then Shu Tefach. We've been finding the minimum share of it all is a tefach, so it shouldn't be allowed to be more than a tefach apart, and the Gemara does not answer this question. So, again, the Gemara doesn't answer that issue about a tefach should be enough of a gap that they shouldn't be able to even start. The Gemara goes back to the discussion of the Mishnah. If there are no actual dwellings, meaning that the top one is not used, so the bottom one is kosher. Now, during mamish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would passel? Only if somebody actually is using the upper sukkah, or if you during, or even if it was suitable to be used, that is enough to passel. For that which a certain old man said in front of Rabbi Zira, that even the bottom one is kosher. From this we derive that the top one must also be a kosher sukkah, right? Because late by nash omer afilu, a person doesn't say afilu el du moedel kamaisa unless he concedes on the first point, right? So it must be that he's saying that even the top one is a kosher sukkah. I'm sorry, the top one is a kosher sukkah, and even the bottom one is a kosher sukkah. Hadam radiun mamish. So it tells us that despite the fact that the top one is a kosher sukkah and is roi ledira, still the bottom one must be kosher as long as the top one is not actually used for dira, right? So it's only diurin mamish, literally dwelling in the upper one, which passes the bottom one. But if it's suitable for dira, then as long as you don't use it, it's still the bottom one is still kosher. Okay? Pierce alochda. Pierce al sodri ne'acham o tachtem ne'nesher. You put on top of the sukkah a sheet to protect because of the sun, or underneath because of the leaves which are falling down. Or shpiras agabekina, for you spread it across post within the sukkah, it's possible. I have a person who I'll not claim to be allowed to put it on bed posts. Okay, you'll have to put actually a blanket or some sort of other canopy on bed posts, as well as not freestanding posts in the sukkah. Tani, we learned tole bokitios kishego. If you hang sheets in the sukkah, it's kosher, or sheets, or some other form of tapestry. Oh, Rabbi Chananya, hadodat amar, that's only true minatzat, on the walls. If you actually hang on top, it's possible because it's a hefsek. The Bavli doesn't hold that way, though, and the Yerushalmi itself, of course, we're going to bring down now an arguing dissenting opinion that, in fact, even if it's hanging down from the schach, it goes so good. O tachtem neneshen, underneath, if you hang a sheet underneath the roof, underneath the schach, because of the leaves which are falling down, it's okay. Rabbi Yossi says, as long as you're putting it there, neanesher, because of stuff which falls down. Shalomit neanesher, No, that's possible, sorry. It's in Nei Nesh, it's possible, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Nei Nesh is possible. However, Hav Shaloi Nei Nesh, if it's not because of Nesh, rather because of Noi, it's because of adornment, then it's kosher. Okay? So if you even, hypothetically, we don't do this, of course, but you're going to have a sukkah which is completely covered by sheets underneath. As long as those sheets are made for the purpose of adornment, that's okay. You're allowed to have them. Okay? Well, it depends for your purpose. That actually would be a problem, I think. Because that's like Nesher. Because there it's actually serving as a roof. But the bees, the heter with the bee one is that it's oymer mubal aparo. It's not that it's, parot's mubal oymer. Yeah, no, but I'm saying, yeah, but I'm not, that's not what I'm saying, that if it was used because it was actually a roof and it was not parot's mubal oymer, then it would be a problem, according to what the Yerushalmi is saying, because saying clearly that it has to dafka be shalomi pina nesha. Av aparo's anakta mita. Now, the Mishnah said regardless. So in any event, this argues because it says that even a sheet on top can be okay as long as it's done completely for the purpose of noi. I've approached a gabin equally, not please let me think, but a canopy on top of bedpost. Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan said very interesting rationale, which the Bavli does not bring down at all, which is shekenu osa chalaba tziliyot. Whenever you get under blankets, you make a cavity in the blankets with your elbows, right? So you should always possible anybody who's under a blanket in a sukkah, because he's inside an oel, right? So that's what he's saying. That obviously that's not considered to be a true tent. And so the same thing, even if you put a canopy on bedposts, it's still not considered to be a true tent. It's a very cute raya, which the Bavli never brings down. Okay, if you put on top of your sukkah... Something wrong? Oh, I don't know, it's very noisy, this spot, more than the other one. Maybe it's the heat. He lost the Geffen, it's a glass.
Yep. Nice picture, nice signs across the street. And
never realized in the other one.
I noticed
it
last night.
He lost the Geffen, it's a glass. If you put on top of the, you put on top of a sukkah of a grapevine, a glass, is a gourd, a kisum, is some other tree, I forgot, like an aloe vera, I think it is actually. But see, a gabon, and you put schach on top of them, it's possible because, though that's not kosher schach, right? Obviously, it's still mechubel akaka. Imay a sichul garbe man, if however the sichul was more than those trees, or she cuts its own, or you cut the trees, ksheira. That's kosher, because then it becomes valid tzrach. Zecha, general principle, kol davar shu mekabel tuma, anything which is mekabel tuma, ein gidulim min oretz, ein mesachkim bo. If it doesn't grow from the ground, you can't use it for tzrach. Kol davar shu eino, kol davar shu mekabel tuma, or ein gidulim min oretz, or it doesn't grow from the ground, right, so you cannot use it for tzrach. Which is not makabel tuma, and the gidulim min oretz, and it grows from the ground, then with tzachim bo, then you're allowed to use the tzach. Rabbi B'Shem Rav said, "Bushiyid lo yalo osam makach." If you're going to cut the vines which are on top of your sukkah, use the tzach. You have to put them on top of your tzach, on top of your sukkah, l'shem. The purpose of creating schach when you cut them, because otherwise it's like tasav lo min osli, right? You actually have to put them on the roof for the purpose of having them be schach, even though they're still connected to their vines, but then when you disconnect them, that's considered to be already completing the process. Rabbi Yaakov Barach B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, tzarech la'nanea. You also have to shake them, right? Because if you don't shake them, it's tasav lo min osli. Right, because they were there to begin with before they became valid tzach. Therefore, once you cut them, you have to actually cut them. It says more, no, you have to actually shake them. Rabbi Yosef said, no, titan lakula. They're both, both Rabbi Yaakov Barach and Rabbi Zira, in fact, had in mind to be mako. He loves olakach, and we only need one of these criteria. If you put the trees over the top in order to cut them, afterwards, afal bishlonia, even though you don't shake the twigs, it's valid, it's not tasav lo minosu. It's not saying which is creating on its own as opposed to you creating it. And vice versa, niyane afal bishlohilo solakach, if you shook them, even though you didn't put them on top for that purpose, so that also is valid for getting out of tasav lo minosu. Raibachina bar shelmi v'shem rav said, Rav Yirmi v'shem rav said, silcha b'shavios, so there's a bunch of interpretations of this. The carbonator actually calls shavios, half pipes, or pipes, which are not makabel tuma, but nevertheless, which are made out of wood, I assume, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to use them as your schach. But he quotes the name of the Oruch, and I didn't see that in the Oruch. The Oruch actually says that these are ladder rungs. Okay, these are actually rungs which are used as ladders, four ladders. So in any event, it's because they're a kli, and perhaps because they're makabel tuma as well, they're puzzle. Right, you can't use them. Bizcharim, if you have, you know, the male part of an arrow, which pegs into the female part, right, because the peg goes into a receptacle. The male part of an arrow doesn't have a clay keyboard, doesn't have a receptacle, so if it's pshute clay, it's a simple wooden vessel, and therefore, you can use it to make schach, right, kshera. The cables have a receptacle in which the peg goes, and they are psula, therefore they cannot be used to create schach. Sikha banitze pishna, if you made schach out of threads of linen which already been separated, made suitable to sew, that's possible because obviously it could be makabel tuma at that point. But hutze pishna, if you use leaves from the flax plant, kshera, that is valid because obviously it's not a royal makabel tuma. Sikha b'kabalim, what if you want to use rope? Istani tani, the kshera, there's those who says kosher, man, and istani psula. Those who said possible. Now they don't argue. Ma'adam Arksher is that it's kosher b'chavolim. She'll see if it's talking about fibers made out of the fibrous branches at the bottom of a palm tree, and they themselves are makabel tuma. I don't know what they're called in English. These fibrous things, but I don't know. But that's okay. Ma'adam Arksher said it's possible b'chavolim she'll be with the ropes made out of linen. Now, it's not clear to me exactly why. There's some people, Taras and Shorishar means that some people say that's makabel tuma at that point. Because it's been spun into thread, right? And therefore it's a makabel tuma. The others say it's not makabel tuma, but because it looks like a keli, it doesn't look like sach anymore, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to use it. Okay, because it looks like ropes. Which is a new, kind of a new chiddush, right? That it's a new thing which doesn't look like sach. So, but in any event, it's not clear exactly whether these ropes are makabel tuma or not. If they were makabel tuma, that would be automatic reason to disqualify them, but it's not clear. Okay? No, it's Dumia the Kaylee. That's the second shot. But that's like by Cleates, maybe. Oh, you're right, because the sack also has to have a receptacle. I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know exactly. Yeah. All right. Do you have a cell phone here? This diamond little clip is totally noob soul. You know, it's not in the Bavli at all. Bavli never discusses ropes. There's a... I really shouldn't mention this on tape, but there's a Chaim Potok novel in which he has a chaplain group from JTS go to Korea and not have any schach, so he uses actually rope to make a sukkah. So he has like a dream in which he sees two of his rabbeim debating whether he did the right thing, and obviously the two of rabbeim are supposed to be Saul Lieberman versus Gershom Scholem. So I don't see Scholem holding down the sukkah as any significance whatsoever, but the Lieberman says it doesn't work, and Scholem says it does work, or something like that. Anyway. But here the Yerushalmi says quite clearly that rope is no good. The question is, it sounds to me like a psul d'rabbanan, right? That theoretically, if it's zumi the keli, it should be of good d'oraisa. And the tuma aspect, I don't know, it sounds like it's abakabal tuma, but I'm not sure exactly why. I mean, if I need to pishta makabal tuma, so also it stands to reason that the rope should also be makabal tuma, no? because I need to say it's thread. So the Rav Shimon Kabel Tuma. So I don't know why the Korban doesn't just say it's Makabel Tuma. I'm not sure. The Torah and Shul Rishonim means that from the Shul both Pshatim. The back it means on the Po both possibilities. Anyway, the remains unclear.
Even though the person
It says when you gather from your goren and from that's from your silo mikvecho from your vineyard mipsoles shabgoren shabiyakavatos luchoschach. Oh, what did I say? It's the wine press. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Lokesh Amar Ve'edi Alam in Oretz. He says. So for now you learn to that speed to do a karka, just like Gorni Yekov do a karka. Shimon Lokesh says Ve'edi Alam in Oretz. Will sukkahs come from the Nanei HaKavod, right? And the Nanei HaKavod are also Gedulei Karka because the water vapor rises from the ground to form the clouds. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, I don't know if we ever had this before, but Rabbi Tanchuma, they both follow the line of reasoning from agadic issues. Rabbi Yochanan Duamar Yochanan says, Anoni Minamalo Hayu. Rabbi Yochanan says, clouds come from on high. They don't come from this world. Do we ever have this before? Yeah, he holds clouds come down from Shemayim. So he can't learn for that Gedulei Karka. Yeah, I don't know what they would do with this Gemara, because it sounds like it's very literal here. I know that Milama, somebody wrote my email list that there's some Yerushalmi in Trumos which says there's never any Machlokas B'Metzius. But I don't remember any such Yerushalmi. I think it's made up. I think somebody made it up in order to... Yeah, but this quite clearly seems to be my focus on Matthias. I think this is alluded to in the Bavli. He says Ayin Tainus, and I think so there is something like this. But in any event, he holds clouds come down. So do you all which is of course where the Bavli learns out from. The Bavli might bring on both these rushes. I'll take it back. Just doesn't bring down the relationship to clouds. They rise up from the ground with water vapor. Do you have from Anoni? So he can learn the makeup of the schach from the from clouds. I'm Rabbi Yovin. Rabbi Yovin said, "Dink daite." The Rabbi Yochanan Shlogish argue about the clouds based on the machlokas in Smoge. Rabbi Yochanan Dumedami Lokem Shleil Chavei Ruchovitz Kankara. Yochanan learns that rain is like when I send you a gift of wine. So I send you wine, I don't just send you the wine without the bottle, I send you the bottle as well, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says the rain comes in its container from heaven. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Tumah Daimon Leih, he gives a different interpretation where he says like Kehein Damayel Chavei, like an individual says to his friend, Shlach Kupascha, send me your container Basal Lichitin and I'll give you the grain. So actually we send up the clouds from down here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives us the rain in the clouds. Okay, so that's the so he also obviously comes up and then Hashem gives it back down to us again. Okay, I don't see any reason, any way to learn this machlokes is not non-literally. I mean, maybe there's some way to do it, but it seems that they actually had scientific dispute as to the nature of clouds at the time. Okay? Chavili kashul chavili zrod, 18 chavili zrod, bundles of straw, of wood and of twigs, a misachi, but they may not be used as schach. If, however, you undid them, then they're ksheros in the kosher. The kulok ksheros as far as they can all be used as walls, even though they might not be suitable for schach, they're still good for walls. Yes. Why is that? Rechiv Shem Yochum, it says, it doesn't look like a schach, it looks like a storehouse. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehoshua, and Rabbi Shesh, and Rabbi Chia, Rabbi say, "Ein chavila pchusim michafei." The minimum size of a chavila of a bunch is 25. If it's less than 25, it's okay, because it doesn't look like a storehouse then. Okay. Chine Rabbi Shem, Rabbi said, "Kotzer l'schach." Now, this story is alluded to a little bit in the Bavli, but not as comprehensive as here. if you harvest for the purpose of schach, ein lem yodos. So the halacha is that, generally speaking, the if you have food, let's say in a twig. Oh,
not finished though.
Decay. We can have a minion. The no, we had it. The Randavov and Rav. You just missed the interesting machlokas, where the rain comes down from the heavens or comes up from the ground.
Well, it does. It starts from the ground, vapor.
That's very shlokish. We also know that it comes down from Shemayim.
Okay. It does, but it starts out.
No, he knows it doesn't start out down here. It starts out from Shemayim. Okay, like a meteor shower. Okay. We're on Vav Omrav. It's a short blah we did, and the machlokas that we have, we're actually talking about like this in the Gemara in the fourth line. If you have, let's say, this was a twig, and this is an orange, let's say, okay? So the orange is makabo tumor, right? Because it's ochem. If this serves as a handle for the orange, so that's called the yad, and that's also makabo tumor. Not makabo tumor itself, but because it's attached to the orange. So therefore it could be machnis and motzi tumor from the orange. You touch the handle, it can be metame the orange. Touch the orange, causes tuma to transfer down the handle. Again, because it's a yad for the ochel, right? Now, when you... separated from a tree, right. Now, what happens, however, if you're using the same thing, a branch with an orange, for schach? And we know schach is now allowed to be makabel tuma. So what's the status then? So we say, ein yodos l'schach. The schach is okay, because the yad is only if I want to handle the food, so it's good to have a handle on it, and therefore it passes. But if I'm not interested in the schach, in the oranges as food, I'm just interested in using the orange tree as schach, so there's no concept of a yad l'tumah vis-a-vis the fruit, and therefore I can still use the wood. Okay? So says the Gemara, Chinar B'Shev Hashem Rav said, if you harvested a tree for the purpose of schach, ain't la yodos, no problem yodos. However, katzar l'schach v'chishev alei l'machmeichel, you cut for schach, but then you had a mind to eat actually the oranges, then bolb machshova, then it becomes a yad. Okay, then of course it's not suitable to use the schach. So whatever is part and parcel of the yad of the orange cannot be used as schach then, right? What about the opposite? You cut it down for the purpose of food. And then you had a mind, you changed your mind and say, no, I'm not going to use the orange branch for food, I'll use it for schach. Does it still have yados? The Gemara's answer is yes. And with this general principle, we have throughout Shas. Tuma comes, the suitability to be kabel tuma comes from machshava. But once it's suitable to be kabel to tuma, it cannot lose its suitability unless a maisa happens to it. Okay? Only a maisa is moitzimidei machshava, not a machshava moitzimidei machshava. And therefore, cut some machal of the chishav alim schar, cut for the purpose of food. And then he changed my mind, so I'm going to make a schach. You have to be mevatel it. You have to have actually do a maisa, and the maisa you have to do is to take enough straw and make it the majority over the food and over the handles, which are existing, because the handles themselves cannot be undermined, since you already designated them as designated food as handles. Therefore, you have to be mevatel by putting in more tzchach kosher. Rav kota d'achem, and Rav can hold like that about the achem said. Manaka, and however, what should we ask? We should ask about this, which is kotel l'schach v'huchshuru. You cut for the purpose of schach, and water fell on it. Now the truth is, I'd rather change the way this is read, only slightly. Take out the word huchshuru here, and read it like this: kotel l'schach v'amar, and he, but where you cut for Pervschach, but he said, when after you cut it, when the mitzvah is finished, I want to then put it back to the sail to eat. And now put in the word v'hukshu, and then water fell on it. Prior to having gone back to be food. So he cut it for schach. Then he had a minor thought, you know what, I'm using that for schach, but in 7 days I'll put it back on my silo to eat. Then water fell in it within those 7 days, before Sukkos was over. What's its status now? Is it mukshu l'kabel tumor? Is it suitable l'kabel tumor because the water fell in it? Or do I say, since his thought to make it food doesn't take effect until the end of the Sukkos, so therefore it doesn't affect the fact that water fell on it?
Yeah, but you thought at the time that it was going to be food after Sukkot.
Right, so that's a shaila. Yeah, so that's a shaila. Can a thought in the future combine with a heksher beforehand? That's exactly the one of shaila, okay? So, either way, say they need heksher another time when they actually become fruit after Sukkot, or kfar heksher be on them, or shem be on them, where their heksher is right in their hands, and it's already mukshar already. Rabbi Yasser b'shem Rabbi Chaim Achaneah said, oh.
He's doing the malacha for himself.
Oh. Yeah, there's no answer. I forgot. That's it. It's a question. Yeah, it's a good question. Right. No answer. Back at the, now. We want to know how do we know even though the schach cannot be served with makabel tumah, how do you know the walls can be served with makabel tumah? Rabbi Yachim Rechaim Rechanina said, "Bisakos aron esa big bubu should be esa parochas." It says you should place over the aron the parochas. Now actually, the parochas is not really over the aron because the aron is inside behind the parochas, and the parochas is hanging vertically, right? So it's not really over. So what does it mean that it's over if it's sakosa rosa kaporis? So we see mikancha doifin koris schach. For here we see that a dofin is called schach. That's one thing we see, that a wall can be called schach. And mikancha osi tzvaras dofin shu makabel tumah. We see that a wall can be made with something which is makabel tumah. Why? Because parochas is a wall, right? It's gold. There's some it's woven. Anything that's woven is a kabel tumah. So we see you can make walls to turn a kabel tumah. Now it's an interesting thing, of course, that that we have to learn here that a dofen is kori schach. The reason why we have to do it is because if you remember previously last night, we said that part of the way, according to many sources, that we know how many walls there are in the sukkos, because it says sukkos, 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 or sukkos, sukkos, sukkos. So we have to know that walls are also considered to be a form, that sukkah doesn't just connote the top, it also can connote a wall. Okay? Mesachim Midasarim, when it's allowed to use beams to make a sukkah, to make schach, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Nosele Neser Shurochav to Arba Tfachim. If you put on it a beam which is 4 Tfachim high, wide, that's okay. However, Uvachal Yishan Dachtav, you can't sleep it underneath that beam. Okay? So it says in Yushami, Rabbi Hashem Rav said, Kshiyesh ben Rochav Arba Nechleku. The machlokus is when the beams are 4 Tfachim wide. Whether that you can use the beam, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and the sukkah is still kosher, or for a mayor, you can't sleep under that area in the sukkah because the beam is there. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said a different machlokus. It's not when they are 4 Tfachim wide, but rather when Meshubim Mekenechu, if they're finished beams. And if they're finished beams, obviously they look much more like a keli, and therefore they should be possible. Okay? Which probably doesn't bring down the second type or a second reason. But that's what the Yushami is postulating. Perhaps the reason not because of the width, but rather because of the finishing. Ask the Rav Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, B'sheyesh ben rochav arba nechleku. Machlokus is when they're 4 Tfachim wide. It sounds like koyim meshupin lekelim. If they weren't 4 Tfachim wide, but they were just finished like vessels, they were called mutter. Everybody agreed it's mutter. Nimad omrei b'yerviya sichecha b'shlevos pasul psula. And for that which Rabbi Yirmiya said, if that's the case, that which Rabbi Yirmiya said to use ladder rungs is possible. Army Krimehore must be holds like Rabbi Meir, who asked the use of anything which could be considered to be a keli. No, I'm not sure I got that right. Just a minute.
If you want to get up, you'll get up. You don't need to worry about it.
No, I'm mistaken. And the shalvios are less than four tefachim wide. The rungs of the ladder, the emphasis on the rungs of the ladder are less than four tefachim wide. And then Rabbi Yirmiyah said, who said that the machlokas is only where it's four tefachim wide, now where they're finished, said in that case that it's possible, right? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shalvios, even though less than four tefachim wide, psula. Our main cry may already, and the Bnei Yeshiva said that's because he paskins like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, you just got through saying, requires four tefachim in order to pasul. And these ladder rungs are certainly not four tefachim wide, so I can't pasul them, right? So it must be Adam Rahi Adai Adah. It must be that it's not true that Rabbi Yirmiyah to Machlokas is both by Arba tefachim and by even less than four tefachim, but finished. And therefore he was machmir, and that he said that if it's finished, even though it's less than four tefachim, it's possible, because again, he holds that the machlokas, whether it's okay or not, is both, either, I should say, when it's four tefachim wide, or when it's a finished vessel, the schach, okay? So actually, to take your mahogany chair legs and make them schach would not be valid. Not be valid, right? Okay, because it's finished. Of course, that might not be a problem because it might not have a base keyboard, but that's not the issue we're discussing. And vice versa. You said Rabbi Yossi said the machlokas is by smooth kelim. Rabbi Yossi shem Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yossi say name Rabbi Yehuda meshupim lekelim nechleku. I don't know if it's the name of Rabbi Yehuda actually. No, it says name Rabbi Yochanan. So mimad Rabbi Yossi. Let's see Rabbi Yossi again. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, the machlokas in our Mishnah is where they are smooth, finished vessels. It sounds like some machlokas then, but if it's fourth by wide, everybody agrees it's also. This cannot be. Rabbi Yossi, the great base medrash, that you're allowed to use a thick beam in order to be schach. Rami, the Bnei Yeshiva said, Rabbi Huda Hore, it only works according to Rabbi Huda, not according to Rabbi Meir. Hadabra, so must be that Rabbi Huda argue even by wide beam, not just by a finished beam, and that's why the Bnei Yeshiva said he had to be going like Rabbi Huda, and he had to must see that they argue by both cases. Okay? Shmuel said that which you cannot use a beam is only lengthwise. Now, lengthwise means when it's going to cut up, when you have three walls, and it's perpendicular to the back wall, so it cuts off the walls, right?
Anyway,
it cuts off. You don't have, now you no longer have three walls of kosher schach. Do you understand why?
No.
No? If you, this is your sukkah.
If this is your sukkah,
and you put the beam like this,
on by six.
Yeah, so you no longer have three walls, right? So that's no good. That is just no good. But if you put the same beam, say, like this, so it'd still be good, right? Because you have three walls behind the beam, up to the beam. Okay.
It's splitting the sukkah into two. So actually you have now two sukkahs.
Right, and that but this one would be kosher, this one possible. But this case both of them would be possible, because this is open ended this side. Okay? Also, it's like a cross.
Imagine
Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lagash Tarbayi, they both said, Bein Lorach, Bein Lorach of Kosher. It doesn't matter. Because Schach Bosel doesn't pass unless it's four Amos. That's why we don't pass it. We pass in Schach Bosel, Bosel's in four Tzvachim. But he passes only in four Amos, therefore it doesn't matter which way it's facing. I'm saying, He says, no, he says, either way is possible, this way or that way. Because he holds that if you have a beam which is four Tzvachim wide, it comes like a metal beam. It's not kosher, but you put in a schach, and it's okay. And even if it's for exactly four tzvachim, it's still too much because it's already considered to be significant. It's not part of the sukkah, so therefore it doesn't work. Rabbi Rabbi Boon Boon Kumi Rabbi Zira Rabbi Rabbi Boon asked for Rabbi Zira Ma Rabbi Yochanan Reish Shimon Lakish Tarvein Omri. They both asked, what are Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they say? I'm alone, so they responded, Mishum She'ein Tzcha Paisel El-Ba'ar-Bamas. They say that it's kosher, whether it's going widthwise or lengthwise, they say Tzchach Paisel only passes by four Amas, like I told you before. Matisa Pia Rabbi Nuna. However, the following Mishnah argues Rabbi Nuna. The Mishnah says, Sukkah, the Rabbi Nuna's water says, possible regardless because it's like a metal beam. And Sukkah, She'edam, Machzegos, Rosh Rur Shulchano. You have a Sukkah which only holds seven Tfachim. Vevi Nasri brought a beam as part of the Schach. V'yitzayib Menashloshin Tfachim. Now the beam is actually four Tfachim wide. But you could turn on its side, they had 3x4s. So you put it on its side, it's only three Tzvachim wide, right? So you put it on its side, it's only three Tzvachim wide. So then, it's okay. Now, Itemai L'Rochav, Leisad Yochol. If you're going to say that it's width-wise, you can't say that. Dermazigu Shem Rabbi Nudach Dirim Mishu Paisakan. Elokeinu Kayomi L'Orech. So what are you going to say that it's going not width-wise, but length-wise? Also does you no good, right? Is the pasul not going to be underneath that beam? Because after all, it's a minimum size sukkah. So if it's a minimum sukkah, he's got to find himself underneath that beam. Yet we say that the sukkah is kosher. So it must be that we hold that this price holds, that it's not, doesn't become like a metal beam, and remains like a wooden beam, and therefore it depends, just situational. If it's lying on the side, which is four Tzvachim wide, it's no good. But lying on the side, which is only three Tzvachim wide, then it could be taka valid, and that's okay. So we have three opinions here. Schach Posel is only Posel in Arbamas. Schach Posel is Posel in Dal Tzvachim. Schach Posel is like a metal rod, even if it's actually wood. It's no good. Okay, those are all the three. Sheetas, we pass it. The Tzchach Pos only passes the four Tzvachim. Kiko Shein Elam Aziva. You have a ceiling which has no pitch on top of it. The Maziva is like a pitch. Like today we have the tar on whatever it's called. Tar, but those tiles, whatever they're called. Tiles. On top of our roofs, right? So that obviously can't be a kosher schach, right? But if you took off the tiles, you just have the attic frame exposed. So he says here, that's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Beis Hillel, on the fat bake, all you have to do is either shake the wood, or in the other side, take one from between them, because of the problem of Tassav Lomina also, right, of making it for the purpose and not having it already made, but that's enough. But Shavar Mime fat bake with no, it's either or. You must do both. Being a sign from between the wood. All you have to do is take one and you don't have to move it. Now, of course, vice versa as well. So, the more on top of Zion and Manal. Being peak bake, if you moved it, shook it, and so we don't have to take one from the other ones, it also works as well. Okay, Hama, just a couple more minutes. It's far too early to let you go. Hamakar sukasa b'shipurim o ba'aruko samita. If somebody puts on a sukkah, no, right? He puts on a metal skewers or the frame which holds the bed in place. Nevertheless, if there's enough room between the bed frame, the skewers or the metal rods or the bed frames, which are makabel tumah, then it's okay because then you can put down actually more schach than kosher than schach posel. Hachaitit begodish lasus or sukkah, and a sukkah, if somebody digs into a pile of grain to make himself a sukkah, it's not a valid sukkah. Okay? That's again because of tasalomin also. You have to first put up the walls and then the roof on top, not dig in so that the roof and walls come on themselves automatically. That's not a valid form of building a sukkah. Time learned Yaisar Mikamoisam. The gap between the two metal pieces or the two pieces of the bed frame has to be larger than the size of the frame or the metal itself. So it'll be actually more than 50% schach kosher, right? That's essential. Chevraya say it's poshut. Shane tefach nechas tov tefach. It says you put in and take out, and you can't put something which is exactly a tefach in a space which is exactly a tefach. The space in which the schach is going must by definition be larger than the possible boards, because it says enough space to get something in and out between the boards, which means it must be larger than the boards. Right? Hey, why is it true? What about glassware? You put a tefach to precisely a tefach. So here too, let's say the same thing. Rabbi Yosef said, it's a typo here. Nichnas ve'eno yotzi. By glass, you can squeeze it in, but then you can't get it out. It's stuck there. And we need bramoch nichnas ve'yotzi, as to be able to go in and come out, and that's why the space actually between the beams is going to be larger than the space of the beams at all. That's it. I didn't prepare further, and looking at it just like this, what? Scared. It didn't scare me, but it's taking you a while to figure it out, and don't you fall asleep while I'm figuring it out.